You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. Each week, we spotlight members of the WordPress community. I'm your host, Doc Pop. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine and my contributions over on torquemag.io. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you can find your media. And you can also download episodes at WMR.fm. This episode of Press This, we interview Jeff Mankini of UpClick Digital about his thoughts on why both reselling and referring hosting is helpful for clients, the factors he uses to determine what to recommend, and why he thinks his approach is a win-win for the clients that UpClick Digital serves. Jeff, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited about chatting with you. I'd like to start off, though, by just hearing your WordPress origin story. How did you get into this community?
Yeah, so lifelong nerd, but really kind of started my journey in the software engineering, network engineering, and administration field. I'd say kind of when I was in college. Backing up though, my first kind of exposure into WordPress was when I was working for the school newspaper. I had always had an interest in photography, so I was part of the school newspaper. And then through that, kind of just had a side gig through my photography and needed a website. So started looking around, jumped in, and yeah, kind of fired up my own website and learned from there. But fast forward, the software engineering and network engineering kind of helped play a role further down the line when it comes to, you know, hosting and different aspects of development. So
can you tell us about UpClick Digital and what you do there?
Yeah, absolutely. So UpClick Digital is a full service digital marketing agency. We specialize in WordPress websites, specifically like development, hosting, maintenance. We also do design and provide marketing and advertising and social media services as well.
So today I wanted to talk to you about when you're working with clients about how you recommend whether they buy hosting from you or buy direct. So let's just get into that. What factors do you consider when you recommend a client hosting from you or direct?
Yeah. So, I mean, first and foremost, the obvious is going to be the budget, but I think a lot of the time it's, at least for the clients we've worked with and the projects we've been on, it's been, you know, how much control do you actually want to have? How much involvement do you want to have? Do you want to maintain the day-to-day of the website? Do you want to keep plugins up to date? Do you want to even, you know, update content or that sort of thing? And a lot of the time the answer is no, once you kind of lay out the land for them. Because I think a lot of the time clients and CEOs, that kind of thing, decision makers, they don't really understand how much work is truly involved. They think it's just, you know, updates. Oh, okay, click a button and then there you go. They don't understand that there's, you know, critical failures that can happen and different things like that. So
I'm thinking about when brands are working with agencies. I'm just kind of wondering, what should they watch out for when the agency is making hosting decisions? What should the brand be thinking about when kind of outsourcing the website design and everything else through the agency? What should the brand be thinking about for hosting?
I think, you know, just plan ahead of time. I've had situations where a host or a client jumps into some hosting solution or a lower level plan and they quickly outgrow it. And then we have to kind of rethink things sometimes. Perfect example is a brand that scaled really quickly, then needed to move into an enterprise dedicated server environment. And there's a lot that goes into that. So we can avoid those pitfalls ahead of time if you do the right resource planning and just, I guess, marketing and brand growth estimations ahead of time.
That's interesting. You mentioned a brand that after it kind of started off on their site, things changed and things went kind of good for them, which is great, you know, like to have that sort of success. Do you check back with the brands or with the as an agency, do you have like recurring meetings that you kind of talk about hosting again, or do you just come up with those decisions if you start to see a spike?
Yeah, exactly. It's more so on the back end and monitoring side of things. We'll of course keep an eye on things day to day, but if there's ever any issues, we'll raise them with a client way ahead of time. If we notice, you know, we're going to outgrow our server pretty quickly, we're chewing through bandwidth or whatever it might be, we'll have those conversations way ahead of time so we can allocate and plan accordingly for, you know, maybe upgrading the server or anything like that.
I kind of want to talk a little bit about that. If you have a client that's hosted in many places, how does that change your workflow?
You know, it's very difficult. And that's why now we kind of take the approach, if you want to work with us on the hosting side of things and kind of maintenance too, we're starting to force that as well. You have to be on, you know, a hosting solution that we support or in-house with our hosting. There's just a lot of processes and tool sets that we utilize, and having XYZ, ABC host, every little host operates differently. And there's different nuances, and, you know, one thing might work on WP Engine, for example, and it doesn't work on, you know, another host. And plugins especially, I know WP Engine, I find a lot when we migrate over from a different host, there's plugins that are installed that are on the WP Engine blacklist. We'll prune those. And a lot of the time it's just an opportunity to optimize things, prune plugins and that sort of thing. So
That's interesting. I forgot about blacklisted plugins when I was thinking about hosting in different places. That didn't even occur to me. Do you have like a workflow for when you're working with an agency? When you're working with a client, do you have a workflow for, you know, kind of checking these types of plugins and things like that, that also helps you determine whether or not they should be you know, hosting through you or hosting direct?
Yeah, we'll do a quick audit and kind of real thorough search through and comb through of their plugins, anything else they're utilizing, specific requirements around on the server or any other backend requirements, you know, PHP versions, that sort of thing. Hopefully they're all up to date, but in any case, we do have a set list, so to speak. Of course, every project, every client's going to be a little bit different, but we have a set list, you know, for example, quote unquote business card type website kind of has this deployment and process, e-commerce is going to have this process, and it kind of just goes from there.
I'm just wondering if there's if you could tell us sort of the main ones that come up with most of your clients. Is there a PHP version that might determine, you know, whether or not they host? I'm just kind of curious, like in general, what the vibe is for most of your clients on those sorts of things.
Yeah, I think when it comes to having their own hosting plan through WP Engine, for example, versus hosting with UpClick Digital, it's almost always going to be, you know, how much involvement do they want to have? But on the flip side, there are situations where it's not going to be hosted through UpClick Digital, and we're either choosing on to go with, say, GoDaddy, for example, or WP Engine. And situations like that, for example, that's happened a couple times actually in the past recently, and it's just been PHP 7.4 and incompatibilities with PHP 8, which is kind of now rolled out, I think, mainstream for WP Engine. So migrations sometimes have issues there, and there's been clients that it's mainly come down to cost. They didn't want to pay the fees to kind of get things migrated over and fixed, and let's get plugins updated, let's get PHP updated, let's get anything else that needs to be updated up to date, and then kind of smooth sailing from there.
You're listening to Press This. We're going to take a quick break, then we'll come back with our guest Jeff Mankini from UpClick Digital.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. I'm your host, Doc Pop, and I'm chatting today with Jeff Mankini from UpClick Digital. Jeff, we were talking earlier about hosting and when folks should buy direct hosting or buy hosting from your agency. What are the key benefits for your agency and your clients when they buy the hosting from you?
Yeah, I think I'll start with the benefits of the agency because it does impact the client experience as well. But for the most part, it's going to be, you know, we're utilizing the same tools, so we have familiarity with our tool set. So not only are we faster with any tasks that we have to do, let's say updates, for example, we know how to publish to staging and vice versa. So we could do that very quickly instead of having to figure out staging solution on XYZ host. So aside from, you know, operationally being streamlined, I think we become experts in the platform that we are working in. And that's a true benefit to the client because they get true subject matter experts in, you know, WP Engine, for example, versus, oh, we're hosted on XYZ host. Okay, well, now we need to learn that platform and we're not going to be experts, of course. So, but on the client side of things, you know, hosting through UpClick Digital or, you know, WP Engine, for example, I think the biggest thing that I noticed that other hosts lack is security is a critical aspect. And people, I feel, don't take security as seriously as they should. They think, you know, and not to throw anybody under the bus, but they think, okay, GoDaddy's a big name, so they must be really secure. And, you know, that's not untrue, but some cheaper hosts I've seen some really scary things on the security side, which, you know, if you're operating a hosting service, you should really kind of make that your most important matter. You should put all of your budget that you can into, you know, securing your hosting services for your clients. But aside from that, you know, free CDN is always nice. There's different optimizations around, you know, the CDN and caching and different things like that around performance, which are a huge benefit. And that's through us. That's through WP Engine, Flywheel even as well. So I think for the most part, you're getting superior levels of security and performance over other hosts that you might choose that are a little bit cheaper.
I'm sure there's probably some other agency folks listening here and they might like to hear your opinion on what to avoid when you're offering hosting services to clients.
Yeah, I think for the most part, you want to be as thorough as possible with your sales approach. But you also want to avoid confusing your client. If they're not, you know, tech savvy and they don't really have a lot of understanding around hosting or websites, I think it's really important to lay down like the feature sets that you're going to be getting with WP Engine versus GoDaddy, and talk about some of the features like caching at a surface level. Just, I would say, pitch it as, you know, performance, security, and then how it compares to some of the other cheaper hosts, because that's the big thing is when you're trying to talk a client out of, oh, we want to go with GoDaddy because it's $5 a month. It can be hard to not dive into the technical features and go down the rabbit hole with, you know, caching is this, this, and this, because I think a lot of the time the client's going to be confused by that. So prep your slide decks, your sales materials, get them really fine point to a tune so you can pitch it to your client in a way that they understand it, but they also see the value of all the features that you're throwing in front of them. Because it's a lot to take in, and you have to, again, you know, you have to talk them out of going with XYZ host, and kind of the only way to do that is to get into the nitty gritty details.
That's some good advice. I can see the temptation to want to get too technical when sort of your job is to make things simple for the client so that they can understand it. That's definitely good advice there.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword because, you know, again, you're trying to explain the benefits of all these really cool tech specs and tech features of the hosting, you know, GES, Global Edge Security, Enhanced Security, this and that, Cloudflare. And then it's like, okay, where do you stop without confusing the client? And I guess you have to also read the situation too, and look into your client. You know your client better than anybody else. And if you know that they're going to understand all the nitty-gritty details, you know, definitely dive in, go down the rabbit hole, because I think the more the merrier on that side of things. There's been so many situations where we're able to bring a client into either our hosting solution or refer them to WP Engine. And it just came down to breaking down, you know, XYZ is missing these features and you're getting that with WP Engine, and this is why it's better. And the features that both services have, this is also why WP Engine is better. Security, that sort of thing.
I feel like you mentioned earlier that a client might be hesitant sometimes to get into premium hosting. Let's talk about that. What do you do to help explain the benefits, you know, versus the cost?
I think for the most part, I'll start the conversation with just letting them know why a premium host is a better option to go with. Aside from the obvious things, a big thing I think that I see with cheaper hosts is everything's on a shared environment and not containerized. And that's the big thing. I like to use the noisy neighbor example as, you know, kind of a sales pitch. If, you know, somebody that's sitting on that shared host with you is getting DDoSed, or maybe their site's getting updated and they run into an issue and it crashes, or something, it's chewing through memory or whatever it might be. Even though it's not your website, your website might be perfectly coded, everything's great, but the server just can't provide the resources necessary to you because your neighbor is taking up all that power. So I think for the most part, yeah, I start the conversation with performance, and then I get into some of the details of security. And then I'll also do some research as well on, like, what is client ABC looking at in terms of hosting? They're looking at WP Engine, they're looking at, you know, Bluehost, they're looking at GoDaddy, and I can kind of poke holes in the other services and see, you know, here's my pitch on why WP Engine is better. And usually that'll be enough to kind of at least get them more interested and more willing to purchase premium hosting. Pricing is just something that's really hard, and why I'm so, I guess, heavy on explaining the features and all the benefits of premium hosting, because people just get attracted to that. Ooh, $1 for hosting for a month, $5 for a year. Wow, these deals are crazy. And then they don't really understand the implications of what that cheap hosting actually means. They're going to be wondering, why is my site slow? Why am I getting hacked? Why this or that? And usually it comes down to the hosting. So I use those examples as well. And it's usually enough to kind of, again, either get them thinking about it more, or they just make the decision there. They're like, okay, yeah, let's do it. That sounds great.
Do you find that your clients are more savvy about understanding that the pricing means better service, or are you still finding a lot of folks who definitely just want to spend $5 a month to get their site online?
I think for the most part, a lot of my clients understand, you know, we don't want to cheap out on our hosting. But there will be some clients that once they see, you know, once they break it down at the yearly level, they're like, oh man, however much it might be, that's kind of a lot. Is there anything a little bit cheaper? But for the most part, I think they understand the benefits. They are willing to kind of pay the premium levels. And of course, you know, I think there's a mix still that kind of trickle in where, you know, this is the set budget, or they just maybe aren't serious about their project. Maybe it's a side project and they don't really care about cheaper hosting.
No, but if they're a side project, though, they're probably not reaching out to, I mean, I wouldn't assume that many clients would be reaching out to an agency if they weren't kind of concerned about, you know, having a site that was working as best as possible.
Right. Yeah. I think that's where education comes in to play. I think it's really critical to educate potential clients and clients about why it's not a good idea to cheap out on hosting. It's the foundation of your site. It impacts everything down the line from, you know, performance, security, SEO even. So yeah, I think it's just a lack of understanding why people think, you know, there's so many different hosts, I only need $1 a month host. It has all these cool features, I think we're set. And then, I know, it becomes a situation where they then try it out and they are like, oh, site's a little slow. And they look around for other options and other reasons why, except the hosting. You know, why is the site performing mm-hmm. badly? It's not the host, you know, we're with GoDaddy mm-hmm. and that's this, and this. But yeah.
I can imagine that conversation comes up a few times where people are just not willing to accept that the hosting could possibly be the cause for the slowness. Is at a certain point, what do you do if someone keeps demanding a better site but isn't willing to upgrade for that hosting?
You know, you can only do so much with performance optimization, for example. If their site is slow, we'll do as much as we can on the development and back end. But again, there's only so much you can do. And if they're continuing to demand, you know, let's increase the speed, blah, 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 and they don't want to change hosting or upgrade or anything of that nature, there's just really nothing we can do at that point. And we can't, you know, continue to work with them or take on the project, whatever it might be.
You're listening to Press This. We're chatting with Jeff Mankini from UpClick Digital. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back with more.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. I'm your host, Doc Pop. I am chatting with Jeff Mankini from UpClick Digital. And Jeff, you know, while we've been talking about when to recommend hosting that your agency provides versus the client going direct to a host, I just kind of started wondering, what can hosts do to make your job easier? What could somebody like WP Engine or GoDaddy do to help you when pitching your clients?
You know, I think WP Engine recently kind of unwrapped a feature that's been available through Flywheel called Growth Suite. And like the name suggests, it's kind of all about growth. And, you know, they provide a level of tools and educational resources, templates, that sort of thing that kind of help you through the whole sales process and everything like that. There's different breakdowns on benefits and features and that sort of thing. And I think you can utilize those to provide, you know, not only a better product and service on your end, but kind of improve the customer's experience as well. And that all kind of snowballs in a positive way to a better experience overall, better product in the end, better website.
You mentioned SEO and its hosting's implications on SEO before the break. I'm kind of curious to hear a little bit more about that. I'm wondering if the SEO angle is part of your pitch for why someone might want to pay for premium hosting, if you like how you leverage SEO in your conversations.
Sure. Yeah, I think for the most part, it's surface level related to performance and uptime. That's the big one. If Google tries to crawl your site and it takes 10 seconds to load, that's going to impact SEO and your ranking. And of course, if Google tries to crawl your site and it can't reach your site, then, you know, it's not even going to index it in most situations. But that's kind of how I pitch it and the angle that I take.
Well, yeah, that's very interesting. I guess wrapping up, let's just talk a little bit about UpClick Digital. I'm just kind of curious if you have any interesting plans, anything you kind of want to tell us about what UpClick Digital is working on for this year and what you're excited about.
Yeah, I think we have a lot in store, kind of just refining our service offerings around WordPress specifically. We want to dig in deeper and kind of broaden what we offer within the WordPress stack, and it's going to be exciting. I don't really know what to expect yet. I'm hoping maybe we'll get into WordPress plugin development. Maybe that'll be a service that we offer in the future. But aside from that, just have a lot of plans for automation and that sort of thing. How can we automate some of our maintenance processes to not only benefit us, but other features and different automations we can put into play to benefit our clients? Maybe make our reporting tools more robust, monthly reporting, weekly reporting to clients. Maybe is there anything there that we can include? So yeah, just looking to kind of improve and optimize always.
Mm-hmm. And I hear you on the plugin front. I feel like after a certain point of working on enough sites, you're often going to find that plugin that you need and you end up building, and then you could kind of see how it could help other folks out. That definitely does seem to be part of the route. Is there, I don't know if you want to leak the secret sauce or anything, but I'm kind of curious if you were to get into some plugins or if you saw a need for plugins based on your experiences, what would you be looking for?
I think I'd probably look first and foremost at, you know, what are my needs as an individual developer? What are the needs of the agency as well? And then also look at past projects. What have we used that maybe didn't have a full feature set that we were looking for that project? What gaps could be filled? What was missing? I think like a booking tool, for example, is a good example. There's so many booking tools and a lot of them have different feature sets, and there's always usually one or two things that you're missing unless you get lucky. If you don't need something complex, I think almost any booking tool will do, but if you start getting into, you know, like event bookings or catering, anything in the service or food industry, there's a lot of really particular nuanced requirements, especially like when it comes to onboarding or intake, that I think maybe a lot of those booking tools, for example, kind of miss. So yeah, just kind of look at what we've used in the past, what we would like, what's missing, what can be improved, or what doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned booking. I can definitely see that it seems like a lot of the clients I saw listed on your site, restaurants and all sorts of event stuff. I can see that. And I can also get that vibe that sometimes you find that plugin that's almost perfect, but just missing that one thing, or it's just too complex and too bloated and too hard to use. That's
right.
That's interesting.
And of course, you can always take it a step further and fill in any gaps. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, we'll just take a break there. Yeah. You can say your sentence and I won't interrupt you. So you can say, of course, yeah.
you know, of course, you can always kind of take things a step further. If there is a plugin that almost hits the mark, you can maybe do some customization through Zapier or whatnot. Kind of depends on your flow, but it's not always ideal and it doesn't always scale well. So that's kind of where plugin development gets me excited, you know, specifically around what plugins have I used in the past that are missing things that, yeah, I could maybe fill in the gaps with what's missing by doing like a Zapier automation or something, but I want it kind of all in-house under one roof. It's obviously going to be a better experience, less failure, less opportunity for failure or something to go wrong. So
absolutely. Well, Jeff, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us for Press This. Jeff Mankini from UpClick Digital. You can find out more about their services at upclickdigital.com. And thanks for listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. You can follow my adventures on at the Torque Mag to find out more about what's happening in the WordPress community. And you can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download it at WMR.fm. I'm your host, Dr. Popular, and I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine. And I love to spotlight members of the community every week on Press This Radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.